And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. National Science Fiction Day is celebrated annually on January 2nd, and today we'll hear from June Nutter and her son Gerald Coleman about their shared love of science fiction. Gerald invited his mother to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth to find out how a young black daughter of Kentucky sharecroppers developed her devout love of science fiction.
Daddy was the reader. If he had a minute, he had a book in his hand. So first of all, I saw reading itself from him. And then when I was about 9, we did not have a library. It was a one-room schoolhouse. But the bookmobile came by about once every 2 weeks. But my first real experience with sci-fi or fantasy was that my younger brother was in the Navy. And the guys on the ship that he was on started passing around The Lord of the Rings. And he brought one home with him and said, hey, you need to read this. And so I started reading that book, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. And I loved it so much. I was like, okay, are there some more of these out there? So then I went on and I found Dune, and I read the Dune books. And so it was just on then. Sci-fi, fantasy, don't care which one, I read them all.
I've seen you read a lot of different stuff. So why is it that science fiction and fantasy is your kind of favorite genres?
Because it's escapism. I can go to any place when I read. I can be on a plane, but I'm not on the plane. I'm in the book. And growing up, the world itself had so much sorrow in it. So much sadness, so much stress, that going into the book, that's entertainment. That's that escape from all that bad stuff. You know, I grew up when we were marching. We were marching for integration. We were on the streets. Those were scary times. And so I don't need to read all those stories about people's hard life. I've had enough of that. I have a question for you, though. When do you think you got interested in writing science fiction?
Probably college. So as I became more of a writer myself, I got to the point where as I was reading, I started thinking, they should have wrote it this way. There was that. And then there was, for me, there was a real awareness of, I'm not in any of these stories. You know, there aren't any black characters in any of these stories. And while it was fun to read them, you had to take an extra step to kind of relate to the character because the character didn't look like me. So those things combined for me to say, okay, I want to write the story that I want to read, basically.
Do you remember playing Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, I remember that well.
I remember joining in with you all and having my own character. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was fun because what that did in my mind, and maybe what it did for you all, was to open up that thought that, oh, you know, I can create these things. You had to create your own character. You had to decide what your character was going to do. So it was a type of creative expression that as you continued and started to write, I've often thought that maybe that was something that helped open up your mind to, hey, I can create my own characters. One of the things that Mom and Dad always said, too, was you had to have imagination in order to have empathy. If you can't put yourself in somebody else's shoes, how do you empathize with them? And to be able to do that, you have to have imagination.
That was June Nutter speaking with her son, Gerald Coleman. Now, this story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps.